This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed afternoon. I'm greeting all the listeners this afternoon. This is the 29th December 2025. Oh my God. Almost in 2026, January. Oh, we want to thank the Lord. We want to give God praise. I believe some of you have enjoyed your Christmas with loved ones, with your family. I hope you have given to the needy. I hope you have invited loved ones over. And I must say that God is faithful. We are so grateful to the Lord for what God has done and what God is still doing and what God is still about to do in our life. It's indeed a privilege. We finish our Christmas. We enjoyed it. I've loved ones over, my family. They were all here. I hope you can attest to the same. And I hope you have also given some food stocks, some there in church or in various organizations. And when we do that, God will surely bless us all. I hope you have done that. But yeah, I'm happy we are here. We're enjoying ourselves. I am here with a prophet. This is my spiritual father in the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for his life. First of all, we give God praise. We give the Holy Spirit. We acknowledge him in our midst, and we're grateful and also thank God for the gift of life. If it wasn't for God on our side, I don't know where we have been. But by the grace of God, we are still standing strong and looking forward for 2026. I do have one of our guests in the house, which is my father, spiritual father in the Lord. And he is here, is a prophet, is a man full of wisdom, is a man that can speak into your future by the grace of God. And I'm not gonna waste time. I'm gonna give him time so that he can speak over your life, also just to bless the families. You are my family, I'm your family. So I'm also gonna allow him to greet, and he's gonna bless you. But before I call him in, he is Prophet Dr. Stephen Usadolo. He is at God's Army Tabernacle Church internationally. We have almost 7 branches. He has a branch in Paarl. He has a branch in Cape Town, in Chatswood. He's building by the grace of God. I thank God for the strength that God has given him. It's a branch in East Revere and also in Atlantis, and we're trusting God for more branches. The God showed him 70 branches. That's huge. So he's ending strong, finishing strong, and he's starting strong by the grace of God, because he has something, he has a vision ahead of him. He has something that he's looking forward for. As I told you, that our strength must be renewed for 2026. So before I bring him in, I just want to read one scripture. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And I want to say that is Jesus Christ. That is the Son that is given unto us. And he loves us. Let's spread love. Let's spread love. It's all about his love. It's all about his compassionate love. Not that because of we are getting something in return, but God, Christ, Jesus is love. So let's spread love out there, my listeners. Before I call in our prophet, just to greet, and then we'll go for a quick break and we'll be right back. Hallelujah. But let's go for a break, and then I'll call the prophet, man with a mighty voice, mighty man of God that loves the Lord. God bless you. Let's quickly take a break. Hallelujah. We are right back. You are here at the studio, Radio K Pulpit, live and direct with Queen Elizabeth. I'm here with my spiritual father. It's indeed an honor. It's a privilege to have him here this afternoon. And I want to give it over to Dr. Prophet Stephen Usadolo. I also greet his wife, his beautiful wife, Lady Divine. She's at home probably listening to us. And also the family of God's Army Tabernacle Church. We are also greeting them, and thank you so much for all my listeners, the families. I greet you all, and I'm so grateful that you tune in today at Radio K Pulpit. You are with your host, Queen E, is in the house with the prophet. Over to you, my prophet. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Happy Christmas and prosperous New Year to everyone hearing the sound of my voice. Firstly, I want to appreciate Queen Elizabeth. You are a blessing to this generation. We are indeed grateful to have you as a voice to the community, also to the entire management of Radio Pipit. I want to thank God for what God is doing through this station. Indeed, many lives have been imparted. This hour, I'm so excited to be here, to be a part of what you are doing. I want you to lift up your eyes and see what God has for you. I want you to just project, look into what is coming in 2026. Mm. God has agenda full of great things for you, and I want you just take your eyes off from the past. I often tell people, I said, your past has no contribution. You only have valuable lessons to learn from your past, but don't live in your past. And don't take your pain of the past into your future. Your future is too glorious. So look into 2026 and see what the Lord has for you. I want to talk about, you know, ability to project into 2026, a new beginning. I just want you to have that in your heart. A new beginning. I know many things happened in the year 2025. Maybe you could not meet up with all your expectation. Maybe there were a lot of disappointment, but take your eyes away and look, because the best is yet to come. The worst is behind you, and the best is before you. As I often tell people, I said, your past is in the tomb and your future is in the womb. So focus on what God is about to bet in 2026. I want to read the scripture in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. I know this is a popular scriptures, but it's a scriptures that has to do about the mind of God for you, the plan of God for you. In Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, it said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," not the thought I think behind you, "towards you, says the Lord." He said, "the thoughts of peace, not of evil." Meaning 2026, God has no evil agenda against you. It's for you. The Bible says, "Every God be for us, who can be against us?" The God we serve is a good God. He's a lovely Father. Like Jesus was teaching in his days and said, whose father will give his son a stone if he has for a bread? Whose father will give his son a serpent if he has for a fish? If evil therefore know how to give good things, what about the Heavenly Father? Heavenly Father have a lot for us in 2026. And he's saying here, I am to give you, say, thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. This is God's mind for everyone, that God has a great plan for us in the new year. He said, every new year is a new beginning, fresh start. Life is measured in season and in time. No, you ride life event on the wheel of time. And when you look, 2025 is closing up. It's coming to an end. But the good news is that you are not going to come to an end. You are not going to end. In another way around, 2025 will not see your end, but you will surely cross over into 2026. But I want you to have the faith for a new beginning. Are you listening to me? 2026 is going to be a wonderful year. Can I pray for you and speak into your life? 2026, may God bring you to your promised land. 2026, may God elevate you. 2026, may God fill you with heavenly wisdom. 2026, may you see the goodness of God, and may God give you rest. May there be no evil reoccurrences in your life. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
My goodness. I want you to see something here. That when God is bringing you to a new beginning, it gives you a new revelation. Now, there cannot be a new beginning without a new revelation. Now, revelation is the mind of God be unfold. When God unfold his mind, his agenda towards you. Don't forget the book of Corinthians. He said, God says, I know that, he said in Corinthians, he said, what God has in store for us, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the heart of man have not perceived. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In other words, and God said, I have too much for you that I have documented, I have planned for you in 2026. He said, but you need to have an ego eyes. You need the spirit of revelation to be able to discover. Now, it is the will of God to conceal a matter. God's responsibility is to keep his divine plans. But he wants us to have the passion, desire to know what he has in store for us. This is where revelation comes in. Now, when you look to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 32, the children of Issachar, the Bible said Issachar from the children of Issachar, men who have understanding of times. They have understanding of times and knew what Israel should do. In other words, what God is saying is that we need to have the same desire, the same ability like the men of Issachar, who always desire to know the time. In other words, I want to know what 2026 is all about. Lord, show me what will January bring, what will February bring, what will March bring. You see, God wants us to be curious, because men of Issachar, we are men of futures. That we are men who have an eagle eyes. Sure. They can see beyond their present situation. They can see beyond their present circumstances. That is how God wants us to live. He wants us to see, in other words, see beyond your look. Don't let the immediate intimidate you. Lift up your eyes. You know, that is what God said to Abraham in Genesis 13 after Lot was separated. I want to see that Lot is like 2025, is be separated from you. And he said, lift up your eyes and see, Abraham, all this land. So what can you see? What can you expect in 2026? I'm speaking to somebody. God said, I have a plan for you. I have documented everything for you, but I want you to lift up your eyes and see. So we're looking at that from the eyes of revelation. At the beginning of the new year, you have to seek the face of God. You have to seek the face of God. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you so much, prophet. Woo. A man can fully prophet in a haze. You can feel that a prophet is in the house. I believe my family, please listen to every spoken word out of his mouth. It is very important. He said the ability to project into 2026. We're quickly going to go for a short break and I will be back. I will allow the prophet to continue to speak. Please take every spoken word from the throne of grace. Take it in. And it's going to work for you into 2026. Till we see each other soon. We are right back with Queen E in the house, Radio K Pulpit. My family, thank you for staying tuned with us. And wow, indeed, there is Varmi Sakas, Varmi Bina, myself. I'm actually, you know, it has shifted something within me. I don't know about you. Yo, you know what? I know some of you, maybe you just came out of a Merry Christmas, sang the song, wish you a Merry Christmas, enjoyed yourself. Some of you, you came out of it, you were so frustrated, so disappointed, and so many things has happened to you. But the word of God from the throne of grace, out of the mouth of the prophet, the chosen one, the chosen remnant from God, is coming out, and he said the ability to project yourself into 2026. It's very important, my family. The man of God mentioned that the pain is in the past. What you could not achieve in this few days left in 2025, it is not over. Up until God says it's over, you can still do it into 2026. He said, don't focus on your pain, on your past, but focus on your future. He said, the best is before you, the worst is behind. So whatever happened in your past, whatsoever happened, whether during Christmas or after, please shake it off, because the best is before you. He said, the past is in the tomb and the future is in a womb. So which means there's so many things that is about to happen into through your life or in your life in 2026. Look forward, dream on, shake it off, rise up. If you're fallen, stand up, arise. If you fail, try again. It is not over, because your future is brighter. Your future is brighter. You must have faith for a new beginning, as a man of God have said. And please, let us look ahead into for 2026. I'm giving it over to the prophet again. Thank you so much, my prophet. You can continue. Amen. Says his ability to project into 2026, a new beginning.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen Elizabeth. You are a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
We are so blessed to be in this wonderful season in God's plan. And I want you to know that new beginning must come from new revelation. And God is a God of progression. It's not a God of retrogression. It's a God whose agenda and plan progresses from one dispensation to another. But in ability to have revelation is the eyes, your inner eyes, your spiritual eyes must be able to see the plan of God. Now, how do you catch this revelation for the new beginning? Number one is by separation. Number one is by separation. Now, what does that mean? You must be able now to separate yourself to seek the face of the Lord. The book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1 said, true desire, a man separate himself to seek intermediary with wisdom. So you must cast the desire. God has a plan for us. You know that.
Yes.
In Jeremiah. But you must be desirous. Mm. You must be passionate. You must be willing to say, Lord, reveal to me what is your plan for me in 2026. It's very important that you do that. It is the spirit of inquisition. You know where you are mindful to know what God has for us. Now, if you look carefully in the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 2, the Bible said, in the year of the first year of the reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in desolation of Jerusalem. You see, he's talking about years. Mm-hmm. He's talking about season. And then he said, I want to understand the mind of God, the will of God. In verse 3, Daniel said, I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayers and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. You see? Oh. So the system never changes. Mm. When you want to catch a revelation, you must separate yourself. Mm-hmm. And God wants you to do that for the new year. God wants you to seek, you know, to know his will for the year, just like what Daniel did. And Daniel did that, and God revealed to him, so he can do the same for you. Now, you must also understand that every year is prophetic. Mm-hmm. God has something to say. God guides us by his word. God guides us by his word. So, because God's word is prophetic. Being prophetic means it contains every plan he has for you. It contains each season of your life. Don't forget, life is in seasons, mm-hmm. in phases. Mm-hmm. So God wants you to know what he has for you in each season of your life. Do you know there are many people run these circles? Mm-hmm. They don't know the mind of God. Mm-hmm. So they are doing, you know, it's like you are, you know, chasing here and there. Oh, you know, God. You are chasing the wind. That is not the will of God. God wants us to be specific and definite. 2026 is your year. It's a prophetic year for you. God wants to take you higher. God wants to bring you into the banquet hall of his blessings.
Hallelujah.
So you must be able now to say, Father, what are you saying? Are you listening to me? Now, God has is God's word is prophetic, and every word of God bring a prophetic mandate. Mm-hmm. We say prophetic mandate means an assignment. Mm-hmm. So God has assignment for you in 2026. So the question is, how will you be able to find out this assignment? it is by separation.
Wow. Let's just wait. Let's just stop there. Our prophet. Wow. It is by separation. It is well said. Family, you can't do it. He says that in the book of Daniel chapter 9. Verse 2, that's what Daniel did. He seek his God's the divine wisdom by fasting, by prayers. And that's what we also need to do. That's what the prophet says, that you need to separate yourself. So we have enjoyed ourselves with families and loved ones. We've been with them. And now it is time for you to separate yourself and through fasting and through prayers and seek his will. Here, what is your will for 2026? What is your will for me for 2026? So that we can do everything according to his plan in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So I think that is what the prophet is bringing out here. It's a new beginning, new revelation. God is a progression God. And he said that your inner eyes be enlightened, your spiritual eyes, may it see, may it be opened by God. So we're not going with the flow. We're not following the world. We follow his word. We're not directed by the world. We're directed by his word. And it's only his word that can direct us. It is only the Spirit of God that can also direct us. When he ascended to heaven, he said, I'm leaving you with the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is in us. That Holy Spirit is a calm spirit. It will tell you that this is the way to go. Take this way. So before I call up the prophet again, we're going for a short break. We'll be back soon. God bless. We're back. We are back. We are back with the prophet. I'm not going to interrupt him. I just want him to speak. This is the man of God. This is my spiritual father. I got so feel respect. I've got great respect and I honor him. I've learned. I've drank from his well and I know what he carries and what is within him. So I don't want to deprive you from all these blessings. And I'm going to give it over to the prophet to speak. He said every year is prophetic. God guides us by his word. And life is in seasons and in phases. So I'm giving it over to the prophet to continue as the Spirit of God give him utterance to do so.
Thank you. Thank you, Queen Elizabeth. I want to say to you that God is taking you to a new level. 2026, get set. I don't know who you are there, but I'm speaking to you prophetically that God is going to open the doors of his will for you and you'll be able to know his plan. Now, in summary, I want you to know that God said, I have a good plan, a good thought for you. And it is of God's responsibility to plan for you. It's your responsibility to search it out.
Sure.
And you searched it out by revelation. And revelation come by separation. Now, in the place of separation, you will hear the voice of God. And by the voice of God, you cannot begin to write what God has laid in your heart. You can begin to put those things down of what he has said and what he wants to do. And the things you God reveals to you will build up your faith. Mm. I want to thank God for today, the 29th day of December. Mm. And I want you to lift up your eyes now and look and see what is coming on your way. I pray for you that God Almighty will script you from every negativity. He will take away the body of depression from you. In the name of Jesus, that sickness will not follow you into 2026. I disconnect you from every demonic attack by the power in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you that the worst is behind you. I loose you from the pain or sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak shalom of God in your spirit. I command your spirit, your inner man to arise. Arise, may there be a river of songs, of inspiration gushing out of your soul. May you be ministered to by the angels of light. May the spirit of the Lord mantle you around. In the mighty name of Jesus, may all the regression disappear. May all the setback disappear. In the name of Jesus, I'm speaking to somebody right there. It is not over with you. Amen. The best is ahead of you. Amen. 2026, get set. You are going to see the goodness of Amen. God. And the hand of the Lord will rest upon you. And God will give you a supernatural speed. Amen. You will no longer be interrupted. And your enemy will not rejoice over you. In the name of Jesus, do you know why God kept you? He kept you for a reason. Do you know not everyone that started 2025 mm-hmm. January are still alive? Mm-hmm. Many have passed on. Mm-hmm. We are not rejoicing that they passed on, but they end their time, but your time continue. Meaning God has a plan for you. So I want you to look unto the Lord. You are blessed and you are lifted. In the mighty name of Jesus, can I say something to you? Yes. Anything you lay your hands upon shall multiply.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't want you to look on the madness of the devil. I don't want you to. It's not the roaring lion. It's just behaving like the roaring lion. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. So I want you now to know that the gate of the promised land is open for you. Take your eyes away from the giant. The giant is not your problem. God knows how to handle those giants. But the promised land is your destination. 2026, enter your promised land. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you cross over from 2025 into 2026, you cross over to rest, you cross over to peace, you cross over to prosperity, you cross over to divine restoration, all that the enemy stole. Listen, God said he will restore sevenfold. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 31 to 30, 30 to 31. He will restore. In the book of Joel, he said the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar have eaten, he said it will be restored. So guess it. It is not over. Take your eyes away from where you are coming from. Just see. I see somebody there right now. The Lord is saying, see, look.
Amen.
Look, I'm giving you signs. Amen. Look. The enemy came against you, but the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Look, because I am your shield. Amen. I am your exceeding great reward. Oh my God. God said, I am your shield. I am your refuge from the storm. I am your shelter from the heat. That is God that we serve. I bless you and your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of God is upon you. The hand of God is upon you. To you, ministers of God, God says, I'm holding your hand. Remember in Revelation, he said the seven candlesticks and he said the seven stars. He said, I'm holding the seven stars in my hand. Meaning God is keeping you in his hands, because touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I bless you, ministers of God. Be strengthened, be encouraged. God is with you in the assignment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We also bless our nation.
Amen.
We speak peace upon our nation, upon our government. 2026, South Africa shall rise.
Amen.
South Africa shall flourish.
Amen.
Politically, economically, Amen. Socially, South Africa shall rise.
Amen.
In terms of international relations, South Africa shall rise.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every production, every goods and services
Amen.
In this nation shall flourish.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. What shall we say about families? Families are very powerful, rock of every given society. We bless every household. We bless the father. We bless the mother. We bless the children. We speak 2026. The Lord will bind family together with strong cord of unity, strong cord of love. Satanic seeds are uprooted. We bless our institutions in the name of our Lord Jesus. Our educational system will flourish in the mighty name of Jesus. What about the aviation, the transportation? We pray for peace in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to thank God. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord be upon you. May he lift up his countenance and give you peace, peace, peace in Jesus' name. Last and not the least, he said, I know the thought that I have towards you. It's not of evil.
Mm.
It's of good to give you an expected end. So get set and go deeper in God. Seek his will. He's ready to reveal his mind to you and show you the blueprint of what 2026 holds for you. It's worth it. Just avail yourself. Separate yourself. Seek his face. You will surely hear that still small voice, that voice of peace. And the spirit of the Lord will confirm. It can even use your pastor. It can use someone. It can use scriptures. The good news is you will certainly hear the voice of God. You will not be confused in 2026 in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you and lift you. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you so much. Ooh, Mensa, I don't know about you. I just receive every spoken word this morning, this afternoon at the studio. I want to thank the Lord. And I realize, my Prophet, it's 2 days before we cross into 2026. Oh, what a way to end this year, 2025, in a prophetic grace, a prophetic ministry through our Prophet. I thank God. And in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3, he says, write the vision down and make it plain on the tablets that it may run. Hallelujah. He said, who reads it? He said, for still the vision awaits an appointed time. It hastened to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. So the man of God want us to separate ourselves. The word of God is saying it. Please go down, go on your own, separate yourself. Who are you? What is going to happen to your life in 2026? Write it down. Go to the scriptures. Every spoken word, every declaration, every prophecies, it will surely stand. It will work for you. Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you so much for those wise words. I'm so humbled this morning by your administration, and I thank God for the prophetic word that has been released over the life of myself and the listeners and the families out there. I believe and I trust you will bless. It's not always so nice and so lekker to say goodbye, but what can I do? It is time for me almost to say goodbye, but let's take a short break. We'll be back soon. We're back. That is the altijd makkelijk om goodbye to say that. But I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. I want to thank Radio Cape Pulpit also for the opportunity throughout this year of being here at the studio, granting me the grace to speak over your lives. As my family, I've created a family through Radio Cape Pulpit and through you as well, our listeners. And I hope and I believe that you are blessed this afternoon. Please, my family, take those scriptures down. Go to your inner closet. Go allow God to separate you. Do what the prophet has asked us to do today. And you will have a prosperous new year. You will have a great and a bright future ahead of you. If we follow the instructions, over to you, my prophet, before we could say goodbye.
Wow, we give God praise. Thank you, Queen Elizabeth, and all our listeners out there. I also want to thank the management of Cape Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much. I want to read the last scripture in Esther chapter 1, verse 13. The Bible said, then the king said to the wise man, which knew the time. The king said to the wise man, which knew the time. I just want you to understand that time and season, they are very powerful to human existence. We are placed in the time. We are placed in time. So make use of time. Redeem the time. The Bible said the days are evil. 2026 is before you. Amen. 2025 is about to close. Mm-hmm. So you are exiting out of 2025 and you are making a glorious and triumphant entrance into 2026. I wish you all the best. Go with confidence. Go knowing that the Lord is by your side. As I've told you before, take your eyes off from the past. Remember what happened to the wife of Lot in the Bible. When she looked back, she became a pillar of salt. So God always wants us to look ahead. The best is ahead of you. You are a blessed people. And I want you to know that anything you pray about, God is already willing to grant your heart desire. He's just saying, come, speak to me. I know your name is here. I can see your name. I can see your file. I want to see your faith. I want to see your desire because I'm ready to tell you something. So God wants to speak to you and God wants to give you direction. He doesn't want us to be confused. He doesn't want us to say, oh, where are we in this journey? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm coming from. No, that is not our portion. Our portion is that we know what to do because God is a God of revelation. Mm-hmm. So I want you to pray. Press deep. Seek a quiet place. Are you listening to me? Seek a quiet place and open the scripture. God can speak to you through the scripture. And when you go to church, open your heart. The word, a specific word, can come to you and just set you alight. So that is what God wants to do. And I want you to prepare. May your life be blessed. I wish you a prosperous new year. 2026 is welcoming you right now. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you so much, my prophet. We receive it. Wow, wow, wow. I'm looking forward for 2026. I don't know about you. I'm looking forward. Let us be like those wise men that which knew the time and season, just as the prophet has said it. And he said, we are exiting out of 2025. We are entering and our glorious 2026 by the grace of God. But I can tell you one thing, you can't enter 2026 without Christ. Can never. Christ must be in your boat, in that boat of 2026, and make sure that he's in your boat. He says in the book of John, chapter 5, said, abide in me and I in you. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So please make sure he's in your boat. We can't do 2026 without Christ. Thank you so much, Prophet. Thank you so much. He said, go with confidence. And God is on your side. You are not alone. He said, don't look back. He said, forget about 2025. Don't look back. As you enter 2026, don't become like Abraham's nephew. Don't become like Lot. Otherwise, you will enter 2026 with a lot of problems. So, and also try to separate from those wrong associations, man. Try to separate from those wrong friends, those wrong crowd. Try to be in an atmosphere that's not polluted so that you can start 2026 strong. You are entering 2026 gloriously and strong in the name of Jesus. Go look for your quiet place. And as the man of God said, open scriptures. Open your heart when you go to church. Receive the word, and your future is bright ahead of you into 2026. Wishing you a happy 2026, a happy new year in Christ. We as Radio K Pulpit, we say thank you for being with us throughout the year of 2025. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for being with us. God bless. I love you. We love you. And may you have a prosperous new year 2026. Queen E, love you. And we love you. Stay blessed. See you next year. Same time, same place. But a follow year, next year, not the same year. God bless you. Shalom. We love you. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.